as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking to Squire Skip. Listen.
All right, Squire. Anything else you want now?
No, I believe that's all, Lum.
Razor blades?
No. I might give me a can of tobacco, though. I am getting a little low on that, please.
You bet.
What was that? Sounded like glass breaking.
That was the doc.
The doc?
Yeah, Doc Withers.
Oh.
He's back there in the feed room. That's his office now.
It is. Well, I didn't know if you rented him the feed room, Lum.
Well, we never. He just rented it himself.
How do you mean, Lum?
Well, him and Grandpap come in here yesterday, and Grandpap said the doc was looking for a place to set up his office. Just a little cubby hole, he said.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't sure just how it happened, but before we got done talking, he'd taken over the feed room. Me and Abner never did agree to it.
You didn't?
Oh, no. He even set the price himself. $10 a month. Then said that if that was our price, well, that was good enough for him.
Well, Lum, if you didn't want him to rent the place, why didn't you speak up and say so?
Squire, with him, it don't do no good to speak up. You can stand there and holler things at him, and somehow or other, he can make you feel like he never said nothing. I don't know how he does it.
Well, I think perhaps it was as much you as it was him, Lum. Trouble with you is you're too soft-hearted.
Well, that weren't the case yesterday.
Well, I'm afraid it was. Never let anybody out-talk you, Lum. I've always said you're just too good a fellow. That's your trouble. You ought to be a little more firm in your business deals, Lum. Be hard-headed. Even a little ruthless at times.
Well, I don't know.
Yes, that's why you've never gotten rich right there.
Who ain't never got rich? I've got $1,500. Made it out of that house I started building for Mr. Duncan.
Have you still got that money, Lum? I thought you had to pay out most of that on bills you'd run up.
No, that was clear profits.
Oh, well.
And you can get that look right out of your eye right now, Squire, because that money's in the bank, and that's where it's going to stay, every cent of it.
Yes, well, I think you're smart there, Lum. Yes, indeed. Yes, very smart. If I were you, I wouldn't even consider investing any money at this time.
Well, I ain't going to.
No. A bad time to make investments, yes.
Tis a...
Oh, yes, Lum. If I were you, I'd wait until... I'd wait until at least next week.
Next week?
Yes, at least. Come to think of it, I have a few things myself coming up next week that you might be interested in, too, Lum. Of course, I don't know whether I'll be able to work you in on them or not. Closed stocks, you know. But I'll certainly try. I'll make a note of that right now.
Well, I'm sure I wouldn't be interested, Squire.
Yes, I'll do my best for you, Lum. Certainly will. Say, what's Doc Withers doing back there, Lum?
Well, he's fixing up his office.
Fixing it up? Yeah. Sounds more like he's tearing it down.
He's setting all these bottles of medicines out on the shelf back there. I mean, like he's dropping most of them. I hope he don't get hurt with fine glass.
No. Wonder how he's fixed for accident insurance. Or, for that matter, any kind of insurance. Perhaps I'd better go back and ask him. Just for his own protection, you know.
Well, you can ask him, but I doubt if you ever get an answer.
Well, you don't need to worry about that, Lum. You just have to know how to handle his type.
Well, I wish you luck, Squire. Didn't sell him, you're good.
I'll sell him, don't worry. Just leave my groceries on the counter there, Lum. I'll get them on my way out. I beg your pardon.
Huh? Oh, how do you do, sir? Come right on in. Watch out for the broken glass on the floor there. I just dropped a bottle of medicine on the floor there. Old butterfinger me. I don't know how it happened. I was just setting the bottle up on the shelf there and it slipped right out of my hand. Old butterfinger.
I don't know if you remember me or not, Doctor. I met you at the luncheon the other day.
Oh, sure. Certainly I remember you. Sure, Mr. Weestrong.
No, I believe you're a little confused. You got Mr. Weehunt mixed up with Mr. Seastrong. However, my name is Squire Skimp. M.K. Skimp, real estate, bonds, and insurance. Carry an awfully good line of insurance.
Oh, butterfingers. That's two bottles I have dropped today right on the floor. Christ's place.
Yes, that's too bad.
Yes. You say you're in the insurance game, Mr. Seahunk?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I can make good money in the insurance game. I knew a man, a friend of mine. He went into the embalming game.
Well, that's fine. By the way, Doctor, how is your insurance program? Do you feel it's adequate?
He was a mighty good embalmer. Took a 3 months course. What'd you say?
I said, do you think your insurance program...
It was a 3 months course, and Howard finished it in 4 months. That was his name, Howard Sutler. Howard K. Sutler was the way he always signed himself. Never would tell what the K stood for. Some outlandish name, no doubt.
Yeah.
That was the way Howard always did things. Always willing to do that little extra bit that spelled success. The others made it in 3 months. But Howard, he took 4 months. Wanted to get everything there was to get out of embalming.
Yeah. Well, now, we have a policy.
That's right. That was Howard's policy. That little extra bit. When he went into business, he wasn't satisfied just having his name printed on the door. He had it printed on both windows and the weather vane. Howard K. Sutler and Balmer. Well, you've probably heard of him.
No, I haven't.
Had a place right there on the main street of Mile 80. Sutler, a young clubman. Went broke in 2 months. Place is still there, though. You say you're in the insurance game, Mr. Pre-Shrunk?
Stamp is the name. Now, speaking of insurance, Doctor...
Oh, no. I'm not an insurance doctor. I'm just a veterinarian, just an old vet. Horses and pigs. They say the only reason I stayed in business so long was because my patients couldn't talk back to me. I like the joke now, then.
Yes. Well, now, we have a policy that a lot of the businessmen around town have been buying lately. Carries a nice retirement feature with it.
Yes?
No double indemnity, but the premiums are quite reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
We don't issue dividends on it, but now it has a good air travel clause.
Yes.
Designed especially for the business and professional man.
They say the reason Howard went broke was because he never had any customers. Of course, it's true that he did gamble, whist, euchre, one thing and another. It was in his blood, they say.
Yes. Well, now, here, Doctor, let me show you a sample copy of this policy.
Yes, love to see it. Watch out. Don't step on that medicine I spilled there. Ooh, butterfingers, like what you call me.
Yes. Well, now, here.
You know what that medicine is there on the floor?
No, I don't. What is it?
I don't know either. I ought to label those bottles. Might be a mixture of camphor, ammonia, and sweet spirits and nitre. I prescribed that for thumps. Ever had a horse with the thumps?
No, I never did.
It's not awfully serious. Plenty of salt and rest will generally put a horse back in tip-top shape.
Well, I'm glad to know that. Now, then...
Plenty of salt and rest. Generally just the result of overwork and hard driving in hot weather. Symptoms, violent beatings for throbbing in the flanks. Palpitation of the heart. I can generally tell just by looking a horse in the eye. This is the policy, hmm?
Yes. Now, you see this clause here.
A lot about a horse for looking him in the eye. Let me see your eye a minute, Mr. Seahunk.
Doctor, I'm trying to show you this policy.
Oh, yes. Well, if that horse of yours has any more trouble with the thumps, just give him plenty of salt and rest. This is an insurance policy, you say?
Yes. Now, one of the main features...
Come in. Oh, it's you, Abner. Grandy, where you been?
Oh, just making a deal, Ever. Doggy, you had me loaded down to where I couldn't see where I was going along. Kept getting lost. How have you and the doc been getting along?
Well, I ain't had to put up with him very much. Thank goodness. He's been stacking up his medicine bottles. Squire Skimp's back there selling him some insurance now.
Oh, Lord. Doggy, that squire don't lose no time, does he?
He's got a eye for business, I'll say that for him. I hope he don't sell him too big of a policy, though.
Well, he better watch him or he will.
Just twixt you and me, I don't believe Doc Withers has got a whole lot of money.
No. Of course, he never can tell about fellers that dress the way he does. Sometimes they'll fool you, you know.
Yeah, you're right. You can't tell how fat a rooster is by looking him in the face. Sometimes... Well, the sale must be over. There comes Squire.
Oh.
Did you sell him the policy, Squire?
No. I'm in no condition to handle any business of any kind. I've got to get right home and take it easy for a few days.
Well, wait, Squire, you're forgetting your groceries.
You'll have to deliver those for me. I'm just not able to do it myself. And you better throw in a 10-pound sack of salt, too, Lum.
Salt? 10 pounds?
Yes, Lum, that's what I need. Plenty of salt and rest.
What's the matter, you see?
Sick? Why, man, I just found out I've got the thumb.
Well, if you're going to be around the dock very much, Squire, you better sell yourself that insurance policy.